the first time I went down there, I was about 10 years old. And
when you say down there, you mean where, Arkansas?
Yeah, in Arkansas, in Augusta, Arkansas. We went to see him. But he was in with my father's sister. She was taking care of him. And at that point, he didn't even know who anybody was but her.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she called and told, you know, mom and them that they need to come on down there and see him because he wasn't expected to live too much longer. And I guess daddy hadn't seen him in a long time. And that was the first time I'd ever laid eyes on him. But again, I was a kid. I was like 10 years old. So I still never really knew him. I just got to see him that one time. I had never seen him up until that point. You know, I had never even seen him in my life up until that point.
Right.
And we couldn't have a conversation because he was virtually blind at that point anyway, and he was like senile.
Okay.
Okay. And then, in 1974, I took mom and daddy down there, and I was on vacation, and I took them down there. I took mom and daddy, and me and Nadine and Chris. And Chris was a little girl; she was about 3 or 4, and we went down there, cause we went too. He drove, and I drove. And that was the week that he died. We went down there and stayed a few days, and the mosquitoes were so bad that we had to leave.
Really?
Because they were eating Chris up.
Uh-huh.
Because they were still living in one of those shacks down there and with a screen door, and it was in the summertime because it was in July. It was hot as hell. And they got big black mosquitoes down there. And they ate my daughter up from her ankles to her back of her ear. So after, you know, 3 or 4 days, I told them, we got to get up out of here. You know, we can't stay down here because they didn't have no air conditioner or nothing. And daddy sat out on the porch the whole time he was there. So anyway, when we left to come home, we wasn't at home no time before they called again and told mama, you know, that he had died. So they had to turn right back around and go down there to the funeral. And then that Friday, Ed died. Friday of the same week.
Wow, same week?
Same week. Yep. In July of 74. Yeah, my grandfather died on a Tuesday and Ed died on that Friday. So that was my extent of my relationship with him. Actually, that was the first time I saw him, but when I told you earlier, when I was 10, we went down there. We did go down there, but at that time we went down there, it was my grandmother that had died, which was his wife. Her name was Mary.
Mary
Anthony. Now, for some reason, I don't think she was his original wife, because I don't think she was my father's mother.
Right.
I think she was a lady that he was married to at that time.
Right, and I've got that clarified on the site. Josie was George's first wife.
What was her name?
Josie.
Josie, oh, okay.
And he remarried Mary.
Right. Well, see, I didn't know the first one. The only one I knew was Mary.
Right.
And I didn't even know her. You know, I just remember the name.
Right.
When we went down there when I was 10, that's when my first time ever going to Arkansas. That was that time when she died and they was having her funeral. And then the next time I went, I was 21, 22, something like that.
Right, right. What about some of his brothers and sisters? Did you ever meet any of those?
Only the ones that he was living with. Well, not his brothers and sisters, no.
No, I'm talking about Grandpa's brothers and sisters.
Father's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew all of them. Yeah, I knew Uncle Boise, Uncle Mag. They found Uncle Mag dead in his house, froze to death. Him and Aunt Ducey lived in Madison, Illinois, which was like, you know, a 30-minute drive from East St. Louis, because we used to go over their house.
Okay.
So, him and daddy, when I was a kid, him and daddy used to go hunting. They used to take me hunting when I was a kid. So I knew him. I knew all of them except the one. Arkansas that I didn't know. But everybody that lived in and around St. Louis and Illinois, I knew.
Okay, now, it'd be easy for me to record it. You mind if I record this?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Now, Boise, what was his real name?
Shit, I can't think of it.
Because I know there's a James, Jack, TJ, Jonathan, Roy Lee.
Roy Lee. Okay, Roy Lee, I think, was the youngest boy. James was Uncle Boise.
Okay.
That was his name.
Okay.
Now, Uncle Players, I don't know what his real name was. But he was, I think he was, I believe he was second oldest to Daddy, I believe. Because him and Daddy were closer as brothers than Daddy was to any of the other boys. He wasn't as close to Uncle Boise and Roy Lee as he was to Uncle Players. Because I guess they were closer in age.
Right.
And they were the ones that went hunting all the time. You know, he was close to Uncle Boise, but they were just, you know, they weren't as close as he was to Uncle Players. But, and I don't know what his real name was, but like I said, he died when I was still in school. They found him dead in his apartment, in his house, froze to death. When they found his body, shit, rats had been biting off his ear and shit.
Where was this at?
In Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah, that happened in Illinois. I can't even remember how old I was at the time, but I was probably a teenager.
Right.
Young teenager when that happened.
Right.
You know, because at that time, he stayed by himself. I think he lived by himself. And we didn't see him often, but we saw him every now and then. And, you know, and he had a drinking problem like all of them. That was the one common denominator with all of my father's siblings. They all had drinking problems.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was the common denominator with them. But, I mean, you know, they all drank, you know what I mean? When you think about where they came from and how they lived, that's all they could do.
Right, right.
But,
yeah, I'm sure it was tough back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I remember going down there, like I told you, the first time I ever went, when I was about 10, in Augusta, Georgia, where they lived. They, at that point, they still didn't even have street lights on the street down there.
You mean Augusta? You mean
unpaved roads. Were still gravel.
You mean Augusta, Arkansas?
Augusta, Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were still gravel. And it was so dark down there that when the sun went down and then night fell, you couldn't see 3 feet in front of you. It was so black down there. And my grandfather lived around the corner from my auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't living with her at that time. He lived around the corner and down the street from where she lived. And we had to walk around. Somebody told us to go around to his house and get something. And we had to walk around from her house to his house to go get something. And I don't remember what it was. But he was living in a shack then with no electricity. He didn't have no electricity. Then,
about what year was that?
I was 10 years old. That was in 63, 64.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, the streets wasn't even paved. They were still gravel streets down there. It was pitch black, and we couldn't see in front of us, walking in front of us. You know I was scared to death. And you could hear rustling on the side of the street, like, you know, animals and shit moving on the side of the street.
Right.
I was scared to death. Okay, because I had never been down there. And I come from St. Louis, where, you know, you got street lights and all that. And go down to Arkansas, it was pitch black. You couldn't see nothing. And, of course, the people that live there, you know, it wasn't nothing to them because they walk like that all the time. And we walked around to his house and got whatever it was we were supposed to get and came back. You know, and again, like I said, the next time I went was when, you know, the year he died. And that was in 74. That was the next time we went down there. And I took Mom and Daddy down. But.
Wow.
Yep.
When did the,